The idea? A half-mile-deep swath of well-managed and maintained open space on the edge of town. Instead of a rat's nest of manzanita and scotch broom, wildland with more fire-resistant plants, trimmed and thinned. In theory, fire, when it comes, moves slower, giving firefighters time to mobilize and residents time to get out. Dan Efsaf is district manager of the Paradise Recreation and Park District.
It's an idea that we're putting out there kind of gently, but I think it has, if you really look at the scale and idea, it could have huge implications for how Paradise recovers and what type of community it is, you know, years from now.
After incinerating Concow November 8th, flames and burning debris raced down into the canyon formed by the Feather River's West Branch. Almost immediately, fire leapt up the canyon's other side and into the heart of Paradise. FSAF and some fire experts believe a well-managed zone could reduce that threat. Theoretically, property owners are responsible for controlling fire risks on their land, but that's not really happening. Many parcels dip well into the canyon. They're rugged, difficult, and expensive to control.
These could be the equivalent of the wetlands they're trying to develop, trying to protect New Orleans, for example, from future hurricanes. This could be kind of our buffer for future wildfire.
FSAF envisions gaining easements or purchasing such property for a defensible ring of parkland, but it won't involve eminent domain. He said none of it will happen without a significant financial infusion from federal and or state sources, and isn't expecting a word about that before the fall. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.